Hi, everybody. This is Radio Yo,
the World Children's Radio,
with a transatlantic contribution to A Day in the Life series. My name is Kennedy, and I'm a student from Boca Raton High School in Florida. And I'm reporting to you from the Radio Yo headquarters in Berlin, Germany, where I'm working as an intern.
We would like to present you with some exciting stories about kids actively engaged in saving the environment in America and in Europe.
Young students from Illinois and Berlin will be discussing methods of combating global warming via the internet.
Some Berliner kids with learning disabilities want to present their own rap song about reducing garbage.
And we have some cool tips for you from the Berliner Kaluvatsi Youth Circus on how to save the planet on a daily basis. This is no ordinary kid circus. It is the door to the magical realm of
Taborka.
Taborka is a wonderful place, which happens to be in great danger.
What are you saying there? That's awful. Trees are falling on the earth. Fishes are dying. The ocean waters are being overfished. Just too many cars, airplanes, reactors, and smokestacks. Horrible storms, drought, catastrophes, erosion are just expanding everywhere. When the ocean sea levels rise, oh, but that just can't happen. That means they will spill over, and Taborka will be flooded. One of us is going to have to go to the boss of the world and convince the boss that something has got to be done about it. Tassana, you are wise and powerful. You could achieve something.
Fortunately, the kids of this world managed to save the magical world of Taborka and their inhabitants. No wonder, since the Kaluvatsi Youth Circus is in the business of saving the planet on a daily basis.
Well, one way is, for example, on the way to school, you should only take a car if there isn't another way. You know, even if two people travel in a car, it is still bad for the environment. It's better to take a bus or make carpools. Or you can try going to school on your bike or walk.
While brushing your teeth, your shirt, turn off the water.
Don't leave electric appliances on standby. Turn them off. Don't throw clothes in the washing machine that aren't really dirty. It is best just to take a sponge to clean spots off instead.
And here, we have some more ideas for you on how to save the world. They were sent to us, Earthlings, directly from the wonderful, magical land of Taborka.
These tips were brought to you by our special reporter and chief translator, Anna, from Friedrich Schiller High School.
How you can be climate friendly while brushing your teeth. Turn off the water while brushing. Always use cold water when you can, if possible. How you can be a climate activist while on the toilet. Save water and have a quick flush by pressing the flush stop button. How you can find helpers that can help you and others to save the environment and climate. Speak to friends, parents, teachers about how they can actively take steps against climate change. Show and tell them what you do.
Thank you very much, Anna.
Wow, there are so many ways to make the world a better place.
Here's another one. Just try to reduce the waste in your daily life at home and at school. And perhaps even make some songs about it. Rap?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the kids from Albert Gutzmann School in Berlin managed to do with their garbage bin song. The Gutzmann School is a haven for kids with learning disabilities.
But as you will hear, they belong to the Global Green Kids community too.
Let's give those Green Kids of Albert Gutzmann Primary School in Berlin a big fat hand for their garbage bin rap.
You know, a lot of those kids have difficulties in reading, writing, and speaking properly, but they did a great job. Thank you.
And now, we are going from Berlin all the way across the ocean to Richland Park in Illinois, USA. These kids of Illinois School are great environmentalists. They even produced their own film on how to save the world from global warming.
Let's tune in for a minute.
The Earth has been the hottest it's ever been in the last 1,000 years.
Climate change doesn't really affect me.
Fact. Sure it does. Here are two top reasons on how global warming affects us now. First fact. Say goodbye to French fries. Higher temperatures are killing off wild relatives of potato and peanut plants. Second fact. Say hello to mosquitoes. They live in drains and puddles, and they bite birds that drink from them. There's another effect of higher temperature.
Fact. Why not you? Everyone should help protect our Earth and save our environment. Our survival depends on the survival of our planet.
Yo, and guess what? These Illinois kids from Richland Park School didn't just produce their very own green film. They were active on the international level, too. They discuss ways to save the environment with other kids from Europe via the internet. The ninth graders from the Conrad Voxmann High School met in Europe's biggest nonprofit youth center called FADES in Berlin for a transatlantic radio workshop with Roddy Yo-Yo.
But they could have hardly imagined that their green questions to the American kids would be answered with such commitment and enthusiasm by their Illinois counterparts.
Have a listen to some of the sound bites in this intercontinental youth project on the environment.
My name is Mario. Are you doing something to help the environment?
Hi, my name is Caitlin. Also, you should probably make sure your water is somewhat fresh. This is even more important when you drink water. Here we often drink purified water or water bottles.
My name is Yua. Do Americans spend a lot of energy?
Lately, American car manufacturers have been making energy-efficient cars. Some of these cars are better on gas mileage or use ethanol gas. Others run on rechargeable batteries or electricity.
Hello, my name is Destin. We think that young people in our country will come up with many new ideas for our environment. We think that we will make a lot of progress over the next 10 years with finding new sources of energy for transportation.
Wow, thank you so much, dear friends in Illinois and Germany. Very well done.
That's the way.
On the one hand, to work for a healthy environment on the ground at home on a daily basis. And on the other hand, to learn from each other on a global level, since climate change affects us all on every continent. Yep, sounds like a cool idea, don't you think? All right, guys. That's it for today from the Roddy Yo-Yo World Children's Radio Network. I was your host, Kennedy, from Boca Raton, Florida, reporting directly from Berlin, Germany.
And Chance from Boston, Massachusetts. And thanks to Tashin and Diana for the great tips to keep your environment healthy.
Goodbye, everybody, wherever you are. Great green greetings to you all the way from
across the ocean.
Across the ocean.
Across the ocean. Across the ocean. Across the ocean. Across the ocean.